All right, we had the Major League Baseball All-Star Game last night, the Midsummer Classic. For the most part, good reviews. It wasn't a really exciting game, but the presentation was interesting. I think most of us gave it thumbs up. But joining us now on the ticket hotline is someone who gives it thumbs down. He's the oldest living ball player. We believe he is now in his 100s. It's Dirty Doug Out. Good morning, Doug.
Yeah, you two pansies are going to have to speak up if you're going to be talking to Dirty Doug Out.
Well, good morning, and we just wanted to get your take on the All-Star game.
I thought it was crap.
What?
Total crap, I tell you. I was watching it there on the picture tube and just saw a bunch of soft players.
I don't know. There's some great players right now in Major League Baseball.
These players are so soft. Back in my day, for the seventh inning stretch, we used to have an all-team knife fight behind the mound.
An all-team?
Yeah, what are these players doing to entertain the fans?
Well, I guess taking selfies with umps.
Yeah, and we didn't fire T-shirt cannons into the stands. We used to fire real cannons into the stands. And then you could redeem a dead loved one for a free T-shirt.
What?
That's the way we did it in my day.
Doesn't seem like a fair trade.
I've never heard of real cannon fire at a baseball game.
In my day, a pitcher's duel was just that. Two aces with handguns blasting away at 20 paces.
I don't remember that much violence even back. When did you play, by the way? When were the years you played Major League Baseball?
Jody, my last All-Star game was in 1965.
Okay. It's been a while. And
up until that point, I had gone to 48 straight All-Star games.
Wow.
Boy, you played against some great players then.
Yeah, and that last All-Star game I was in, I had a pitchfork fight with Juan Marichal.
So much violence.
Pitchfork.
That Mexican ran me right through the gut, too.
Okay.
Not from Mexico.
No.
But I still played the last 8 innings of the game.
Wow, you were tough.
With a pitchfork stuck in my gut. Couldn't remove it, I'd bleed out.
That's right, they tell you not to pull it out.
So did you use that as your bat?
No, I used a regular bat.
Oh, okay.
I used a big old piece of lumber. A 16-pound piece of hickory.
Wow.
It wasn't even carved into the shape of a bat. It still looked like a caveman's club.
Big lumber.
Big lumber, and I hit 2 home runs that game. And when I was making my way around the bases, I heard a lot of chatter. Mm-hmm. A lot of chatter as I rounded the bases. A lot of talk from my players.
Yeah.
So the 3rd home run, I took my bat with me, and I beat the infielders to a pulp as I made my way around.
Man, it was a tough game back then.
Were you suspended for doing that?
Tough game. The ones I didn't merely just injure, that the ones that died, I had to comfort their widows after the game. And believe me,
gosh.
I gave them the comfort stick.
Oh, gosh. That's terrible.
And who is this Joe Buck? He ain't like his daddy.
Well, okay, I don't know. He's a pretty darn good announcer.
Yeah, the elder Buck. Now, that was a real broadcaster. He didn't have that cocky delivery or that smarmy undertone or them hair plugs everywhere.
Oh, right. Now.
He was a real broadcaster.
I would think Jack would be very proud of the job that Joe's done.
Joe Buck ain't no Vin Scully. He ain't no Red Bob. Neither. I was the one at the All-Star game in 50-something that gave the Dodgers a black eye.
How'd you do that?
I traded Jackie Robinson to him. Gave a black eye.
Black.
Oh,
we thought you said black eye.
Okay.
Black guy is what you said. Yeah.
Can I remind all you young baseball fans to do something right now?
Oh, okay. Yeah, if you want to make a public service announcement, I guess that would be okay.
Here we go.
Hey, young baseball fans. This is old Dirty Dugout reminding you. to take a bite out of crime.
At the end of it, too. All right, there he is, Dirty Dugout, the world's oldest living baseball player.